wasn't bad then. And then I used to listen to the radio to hear the bands like Goodman and Artie Shaw. But I really liked the country music, too. I used to go to the films and see Roy Rogers, and I loved the way he sung, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Oh, I loved that music. And I loved to hear the Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. So music was my thing early on. But I went to school, and I stuttered a lot, and I never was a really happy kid. There was a lot of things going on. It was a little tough growing up. So anyway, when my parents split, my mom skimped and saved enough money to buy a little steel guitar, and I had some lessons with that. And all of a sudden, I found myself. Music was where it's at. And I used to listen to Ella Fitzgerald scat on the radio and on my sister's records, too. So music was a definite thing with me. And I got going pretty well on the little steel guitar that I had. And a friend of mine, a little girlfriend of mine, was taking guitar lessons from a teacher by the name of Horace Hatchett in Long Beach. So I went with her one time. I took my little steel along. I was about 13 years old. And he said, well, play for me. And I played for him. And he seemed to like the way I played. And he says, well, would you like to take guitar lessons from me? I says, yes, but I can't afford it. So he said, well, I'll change this into a regular guitar and I'll teach you for free for a while. You know, and so he taught me a little bit. And then he hired me to help him teach. And I got going playing guitar. But of course, the steel guitar turning into a guitar was not much of a guitar. So he loaned me one of his guitars and I started to learn on that. And help him teach. And pretty soon I was doing gigs at the age of 14. I was doing gigs around town. But here's what my first lesson with Horace Hatchett was. And ba 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 ba. So forth, you know. So it was learning those little three voice chords, and then he taught me how to transcribe records, and then I was writing things down like the Goodman Sextet with Charlie Christian. And playing along with the records, and then I got going a little bit with jazz, playing things like. And I had an Epiphone Emperor, which Phil Spector later said he absolutely loved that guitar. But that didn't answer the need for a lot of electric guitar things. So I had to buy a Fender Jazz Master and a Fender amp. I got the gear, and then I got all kinds of things later, like a 12-string guitar and all that. But Ritchie Valens, this is what I played on his hit, and I forget the key that it's in, but it's about like this. But when I played bass, that had a different feel to it. And I says, yes, I love this because I could do anything I wanted on bass. I could create all kinds of lines. And after you've worked in the studio for 5 years, you kind of know what should be on the bottom. And all of a sudden, I'm getting bass calls, you know, because the word is getting around, hey, Carol Kay can play with a pick and she can create lines. She gets a good sound and she's on time and all that stuff. I realized, wow, the bass line is really, really critical to a hit record.